why politics suck. When I think of politics, I think of a politician, an odd one, I'll admit, and not even an American. I think of Charles de Gaulle, the tall, big-nosed French general who became the first president of France's Fifth Republic. Why him? Well, he barely nudges out the great political scientist Machiavelli, but both gave us deep insights into the world of politics. De Gaulle, though, gave what seems to be the best definition of a politician that I've ever heard. Quote, "In order to become the master, the politician poses as a servant," unquote. He also wrote the great line in a letter, "Politics are too serious a matter to be left to the politicians." In those two brief lines, de Gaulle provides both the problem and the solution. The problems are the politicians, the solution, not the politicians. I think for millions of folks, there's the deep feeling, maybe even the knowledge, that politicians will say virtually anything to get elected, and once in, proceed to betray those who voted for them. I'm convinced that it is precisely that inner knowledge, that gut knowledge, that keeps millions, perhaps 50 million Americans, from voting at all. They know better. They know that politicians are the tools of the wealthy, and they spit on the poor and impoverished. Remember those so-called debates? Okay, I use the term loosely, but wasn't it interesting that the poor or working people were never mentioned? How their concerns didn't even merit a mere moment in a two-hour debate? That's because they are invisible to the rich guys who run and are run in the political system. It really doesn't matter if we discuss Republicans or Democrats. It's the same. Do you know how many folks contribute to election campaigns? Just 4%. That's right, 4%. Most political dough comes from corporate America. So who do you think they serve? That's where $4 billion came from to pay for the U.S. presidential campaign in 2004. So the political system sucks. But guess what? It was designed to suck. The rich men who wrote the Constitution hated and feared the common people, whom they called the mob. And not surprisingly, the common folks hated them back. Consider the words of New Jersey's governor, who in 1765 lamented, quote, "The mob had set down no less than 15 houses, the houses of some of the most respectable persons in the government. It has now become a war of plunder, of general leveling and taking away the distinction of rich and poor," unquote. This wasn't simply New Jersey. Such attacks took place in Boston, in Pennsylvania, in New Hampshire, and beyond. They hated the rich snobs who lorded over them then. And I guess it's not very different now. It's just far less visible. We now see a government dedicated to the proposition that all rich folks matter and no one else. The recent election crystallized that truth. Politics sucks today because it is, for most folks, a burden and a lie. It promises change for the better, yet the only change one gets is from bad.